Hey, Rick, this is Roxanne. Good morning, and thank God it's almost Monday again.
You know, it's strange, Roxanne. We were just talking about this a few minutes ago. How could anyone write a book, thank God it's Monday? Monday, everybody hates Monday.
Exactly. That's why I wrote the book.
There you go. You're bucking against the trend.
Not only bucking against the trend, we're making it happen, which is a lot of fun.
I'll tell you one thing. You got a lot of information in this book here that a lot of people are going to want to know about, and the book is called Thank God It's Monday. We're speaking with Roxanne Emmerich. And Roxanne, your background, first off, let's tell everyone exactly your background is being a writer for this. You know, where does your background come from?
Okay, well, I started off as a commercial lender right out of college making loans to businesses. And I quickly saw how the most productive and profitable and fastest-growing businesses had a whole different set of behaviors than the rest. And so for the last 20 years, and I've been an entrepreneur of the year myself on several businesses that I've owned and run, but for the last 20 years I've been speaking about this and going into companies, doing this kick-butt kickoff, and turning around companies within a day, many times taking them from 2% growth up to 35% growth within 30 days using this process.
Wonderful, wonderful. This economy has gotten so bad now. I mean, we've got unemployment rate over 10%, and it's according to your stats here, 91% of us spend a huge chunk of our day frustrated by our coworkers, our dysfunctional behavior between ourselves and management, or wherever we sit, management and our employees and such, and are regularly thinking about quitting our jobs. Let's talk about those numbers and what we can do to avert them.
Well, what's astonishing right now is 54% of Americans are saying that they're looking for a new job as soon as this recession is over, and 71% of those between the ages of 18 and 29 years old. That's a huge bottom line issue.
Ma'am.
But, you know, here's my advice to people who are thinking of doing that. Everywhere you go, there you are. And, you know, for most of us, when we started a new job, we had set the world on fire expectations. But then within 2 weeks, we quickly lowered our expectations, and now we're shooting wildly toward mediocrity.
I know.
That'll happen the next job. So they have to change the behaviors so that they can be productive wherever they are.
It's that honeymoon effect, I guess. You know, as far as when you come into a job, you're going to take the bull by the horns, you're going to make this your job, and then you realize that your contemporaries that you're working with have set the bar so low that you kind of have to lower your standards so you don't wind up shining too brightly over everyone else.
I call that the dweeb effect.
The dweeb effect.
We discover within 2 weeks that we're working with a bunch of dweebs. They've got excuses, and they're whining, and they got stories and why they can't meet their deadlines, and they're shooting, you know, wildly toward mediocrity, and they're not having any fun. And so we're so standing out trying to do something great that we quickly need to fit in. And so what the Thank God It's Monday process is all about, and why I think this book has been on the bestseller list for 2 months since it came out, is that groups are buying this together, reading it together, and transforming their organization together, really, and getting much different results as a result of taking on this process and system.
You're just a positive person. How do you stay so positive all the time?
Well, you know, I have a real life, and I have things that you know, are upsetting and disconcerting, and all that's real. But I just choose not to set up a tent and set up camp there.
There you go. Smart girl.
And so, you know, of course, everybody has their little setbacks. But life is good. There are plenty of opportunities, and a lot of our clients are having record years, record quarters in industries that are just getting killed just by using this system. And so I'm so much an advocate. I'm so much about creating a movement to get this happening in every workplace in this country to get this thing turned around.
One question that I think a lot of us have is we're actually afraid to ask for a day off anymore, thinking that when we come back, there's going to be a box at our desk and we're going to wind up having our pink slip there. How can you have an honest conversation with your boss without worried about getting fired?
Oh, that's a great question, because most people are afraid to have a conversation with their boss, but their boss is exactly looking for just that, and I know they don't believe it, so let me share a little bit about what
All right.
It looks like. So if you go to your boss and you say, wah, this is a problem, you probably are not going to be well-received, and it may even mean you don't have a job. If you go to your boss and say, hey, I've spotted an opportunity for a breakthrough. Here's the situation. Here's what I'm going to recommend. Here's the research I've done, and I would like to be a leader in making that happen. I will tell you, I have client after client who started at the very front line of their businesses who are now running these businesses because their bosses are going, let me get the heck out of your way. Clearly, you have leadership in every cell in your body. You know, one of the things we talk about in the Thank God's Money book is that leadership is not a position. It's a way of being. And we want everybody to step up to the plate and start taking charge again.
All right. You talk about creating an intoxicating atmosphere in the office. We're not talking about working at Budweiser. We're not talking about working for Jack Daniels. What kind of intoxicating atmosphere can we do for our everyday offices?
Well, what we have is energy vampires sucking us dry.
Absolutely.
Every day. So that's why the whole third section of the book from page 91 on is dedicated just to how to make all those dysfunctional behaviors go away so you're not sucked dry by the gossip, the whiners, the excuse makers, the passive aggressives, all those behaviors that when they're in your workplace just make it so not fun.
I totally agree with you there, and there's plenty of them. And here's another thing we need to talk about. Since the recession, a lot of companies have gone without bonuses, and employers are going, well, if it wasn't for my benefits, that's the only reason I'm working here is to keep my benefits. What kind of bonuses can employers give that are not necessarily monetary?
Well, it's about making it fun again. In fact, if you look at the research, people really aren't working for jobs for the money, although we all need a certain mm-hmm. level of money. What really stimulates us is that we want to be someplace that's educating us, someplace that we're having fun, someplace that where we feel like we're being a part of something grand. And so the first thing employers should do is do that, and I guarantee you if you do those three things, there will be money for bonuses. People will pay attention because if you're living in that way, you prosper regardless of the circumstances. And I have so much evidence of banking clients who in a banking environment, when everybody else is losing their shirt, they're having record quarters and record years. So if they can do it, you can do it.
Other than going out and buying this particular book, as far as I want everyone to get a copy because thank God it's money, especially if you are an employer, if you're working in HR, if you are mid-level management, if you are a manager, if you are someone at the bottom who's trying to make it to the top, this is a great book for you. Now, here's the thing. The essential steps, now I don't want to give away all the information. I want them to actually go out and buy the book, but the essential steps to start your Monday morning right. What is the key thing?
Okay, well, the first thing I want people to do is to go to the thankgoditsmoney.com site, sign up for the free audio,
listen to them
with their work team.
Wonderful.
And it will show them really productive ways to have this turnaround happen. So it's a focused process. It takes 1 minute. It's a 1 minute to one to 1.5 minutes. So I encourage them to start there. Secondly, choose to be the leader in this. I have client after client of people who started at the front line who are now running these places and running billion-dollar companies who started like as the bookkeeper. If they can do it, you can do it. So step in charge of this and ask to be a part of this movement. And third, choose your attitude. Decide to have fun no matter what the circumstances are. You know, even if you're having a bad moment, get over it and get on with it.
I totally agree with you. Fascinating book. I want everyone to get a copy of it, especially we've got a tough economy going on here. The workplace is pretty strained. You're winding up doing extra jobs. People are getting laid off, and you're absorbing all the additional responsibilities. Thank God it's Monday. We'll bring you back to center. It's how to create a workplace that you and your customers will love. And we're speaking with Roxanne Emmerich. Roxanne, thanks again for the book, and thanks for being on our show. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been my honor.
Have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll be back right after this.